All right, let's do it here for the 3 o'clock hour. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. Before we get to headlines, Mark Schlereth, by the way, has moved to tomorrow. We were going to have Mark Schlereth on this hour. He is going to be tomorrow. Tim Reynolds, I don't know if you guys saw this, posted today. Congratulations to the great Don Bailey Jr.
Anybody see this? I heard this earlier. They were talking about it with Joe in Hollywood.
The Canes radio analyst was voted into the Miami Lakes Sports Hall of Fame class of 2025. Approval by the town council was unanimous. Enshrinement is December 13th. I was just talking with Solana during the commercial break about, you know, next week, it is Miami Notre Dame week. And so Solana was like, hey, don't forget, we're back to having DBJ and Gino Toretta and John Michaels, Danny Cannell join us next week. But yeah, DBJ going into the Miami Lakes Sports Hall of Fame, class 2025. So congratulations to DBJ. We love him. I'll give you a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here that's brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Do you think, Crowder, because we don't know yet, do you think that Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Darren Waller should get some snaps in the final preseason game Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium?
I don't know. I know what Tua can do. I know what Tyreek can do. They've done it for years. I would like Darren Waller to get some snaps just because he hadn't played football in over a year. But yeah, I don't think those guys need snaps.
Solana?
Are you asking, do I think they need snaps?
Do you think they should get some snaps Saturday night?
No, I don't think they should. I think they will. But I don't think they need it. And I don't think it's worth the risk of any of those guys being out there. Even, you know, maybe Darren Waller. Darren Waller, let him go out there, let him hit some people, let him get hit a little bit, just because he's been out of football for a while. But I don't understand the risk-reward factor of Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, any of your ones, like your one, like the paid ones. I don't get it. I think they will, by the way. I think they are going to play.
I think what you had said last week, like, hey, it's the only home game, yeah, and they didn't give him any run in game two. So I think they will get some snaps Saturday night just because it's the home crowd, and I think they'd be doing them a solid.
But to that point, Hawk, for the crowd, because you did bring that up before and it kind of opened my eyes to it, it would be great for fan base encouragement. But I'm telling you, I tell the story like with Junior Seau and Zach and Jason and them. Like, I didn't need Jason to play 8 snaps in a preseason game to know he was about to go get some sacks in these 16 weeks. I think Tua understands football. I think Tyler understands
football. There is no one on this team that compares to Junior, Jason, or Zach.
But him throwing the ball 8 times against the Jaguars is not going to change our season. Tyreek running 4 post routes is not going to change our season.
I mean, change the season is a big term, so I'm with you, but I think you risk more harm not having them play for 4 weeks? Because they only played week 1 of preseason. So you're saying they would miss week 2, week 3, and the week off? Like, I'm not down with that.
They had joint practices against the Lions.
True.
They had joint practices. Who'd they play week 1?
The Bears.
They had joint practices now against the Jaguars. They're playing real football. Only people not getting hit are the quarterbacks. And I don't want Tua to get hit. So it's even deeper into my thought of I don't want Tua to get knocked down for any reason at all. Because if he gets knocked down, I can't go to a Zach Wilson-led team and be excited.
Oh, he's not going to. I mean, you guys are talking like if he gets knocked down, we're all automatically at Zach Wilson.
Hawk, if they push him, I don't want him to get a paper cut. I don't want him to fall and get on the thumbtack. I want Tua to be 100% healthy when the season starts.
The thing is, I'm normally with you, Hawk. Normally, I'd say these guys need reps. You can't mimic in-game reps in practice, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I agree with the notion, because Leroy was adamant yesterday. I was listening to him and Tobin, that you're doing your body more harm by not taking those hits during preseason, not regulating your body to be ready for what's coming, which is 17 weeks of nonstop, just like a crazy physical toll. But all that goes out the window when I'm talking and thinking about this specific Dolphins team. They have been so injury, they have been impacted so badly by injury that I just don't think it's worth it. Like, for what?
Listen, but to that point, I didn't hear Leroy say this. Ollie Gordon, let him get hit by some NFL players. Kenneth Grant, let Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant can get 90 snaps. I don't care. Let him go out there and wrestle. You think Devon Achane is not going to be ready to take an NFL tackle against the Colts? You think Tyreek is not going to be able to come down on a safety and know what's about to happen? I'm on the other side of this. When you are a veteran player, it's not like you lose the fact. There's no way I'm going to, back in my day, play Marshawn Lynch and, okay, well, let me go hit Ronnie Brown and Ricky a bunch because I got to get ready. No, I want to save my nerves and my neck. I want to save my concussions for hitting Marshawn Lynch.
When was the Bears game? Anybody remember? It was like August.
So 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago.
Was it August 2nd?
9th.
9th? So you're telling me that they're not going to have played snaps in a game, the full speed of NFL football, since August 9th?
No, they're about to do it tomorrow against the Jaguars, Hawk.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to get sacked. They're not allowed to get hit.
I don't want Tua to get sacked. I want Tua to be in bubble wrap inside of a Barbie doll box until we play the Colts. Tyreek. You think Tyreek needs to play against the Jaguars to be ready to play against the Colts?
I mean, does he need to? No. Do I think it would hurt him? No.
But it could hurt him.
And it could hurt him not playing.
No, it's not going to hurt him not playing. He's going to get slower. Could. He's going to forget how to catch a football. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy talk.
I don't know. I think they're going to get it.
I've watched Junior and Jason. You know the story about those. Like,
but
all the stories.
You're talking
come
up, the most elite of the elite. And I'm saying there's no one on this team who is that.
Tyreek is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes, Tyreek is the only one that I would give you the nod there, but he's coming off his worst season.
I know, and so what's it going to help him to go run routes against backup cornerbacks for the Jaguars?
It can't hurt. Yes, it can't. I saw him out there, he was taking himself out of the game.
Till he pulls his hamstring, and now we're running with Weiss Jr. at the one. I don't want that.
Looked all right, man. Weiss looked good.
He did look okay. That was the wrong reference because he had two touchdowns. But no, if you're a 4+ year veteran, you don't like it. There's no reason to play in the preseason.
You're right and wrong.
What does he know? Come on.
Tyreek's Tyreek, his game, especially those guys, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, you want them to play meaningless snaps?
Not necessarily them, but I would say it's almost like, I think I made the example the other day, like, why is Steph Curry still taking shoot around for 4 hours prior to a game? He knows how to hit threes, but it's the repetition. It's just the constant repetition, the constant practice. I understand no one's bumping him. He doesn't have a chance to clip someone's knee when he's shooting threes on his own. I get all that, but there's something about doing something over and over and over before it means everything. And there's only 17 games in an NFL season. I don't want to lose by a touchdown to Indianapolis week 1, which seems like a winnable game. And there's two potential touchdowns where the timing was just off between Tua and Tyreek.
Throw 7-on-7, balls on air, timing drills, I'm good with. What if Tua reads that it's single high, but it's really double high, and throws Tua and throws Tyreek into a post safety standing there waiting for him and breaks his collarbone? Our passing game now has lost 1,000 yards. That's Tua's what I don't want. I want him to break Tyreek his collarbone week one.
You gotta build the habits. If there's one thing,
man,
I've learned,
get out of here, he, Solana.
If there's Tyreek one thing I've learned, there's one thing I've learned listening to Coach Eric Spoelstra for years, the importance of developing the nitty gritty habits day in, day out, wildly more important than anything. You know what leads to in game execution, Crowder? Building habits.
Austin Jackson can play. Patrick Paul can play. Jonas Savolino can play. I know what Waddle, Tyreek, Tua can do. I know it. Put Julian Hill out there. We're going to be in 1st and 15 100 times, but we'll be out there.
He didn't even start. Right,
but
week.
If you know what you have.
That's because he's a starter. Right. Let's get headlines here before we get too late here. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell. Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Durrell Kia.
Just a couple notes from today. Darren Waller activated. He's off the PUP list. Darren Waller, ladies and gentlemen, is officially back.
Let's go.
Matthew Judon is going to wear number 8 for the Miami Dolphins. That was Alexander Madison's number, but he...
Wasn't that Javon's number?
Last year, yeah. Snowman.
Yeah.
They gave that thing away real quick, man. These Dolphins and Javon, like, no love at all.
I'm rooting for him.
Where is he at?
New York.
Giants.
Yeah.
He's going to have a rough year. He got paid, though. At least he's rich.
How much did he get? Was it a ton?
I'll tell you right now. I don't remember.
I hope it got paid. If he got a puppy deal, the Dolphins messed up.
3 years, $45 million. $12 million signing bonus, $30 million guaranteed, average annual salary of $15.1 million.
Not too shabby.
You text him, Hawk. You like texting people.
No, man.
What it is, player.
Funny, I looked through, I was on my Instagram. I was looking at who liked my video with, I always find it interesting because you could see who watched the video and, but they didn't like it. They just watched the video. And it was my video with Big Boom AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed Javon watched it, didn't give it a heart. Who else did I see? Ja'Cory Harris, no heart for Big Boom AJ. Who else?
You want Javon and Ja'Cory to heart you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was those a big moment.
Those are grown-ass men.
I've gotten a heart from them before.
You look at who hearts you?
Yeah, for sure. But more importantly, I look for who watched and didn't heart.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. I'm always watching. Yeah.
Come on, Hawk. That's silly.
If I put out entertaining content and I know it's a good one and you can't give me the heart, I think a little bit differently about you.
I've never hearted you. I thought we were boys. You my man. I'm not going to heart you.
You've hearted me. Absolutely.
I ain't never hearted you.
Yes, you have. 100%.
That was Asia hearting people because I don't heart anybody.
Hey,
Grown-ass man.
Follow me back already, Crowder. This is getting ridiculous already.
On what site?
All of them.
I don't follow you on anything.
Hey, guys, you know what Javon won't do anymore now that he signed a $45 million contract? Radio shows at a car dealership. I don't think he'll be at the... the Hollywood Kia up in New York.
They say you follow each other.
We'll be at Poughkeepsie Honda with Javon Holland starting safety for the Giants every Tuesday. here on WFAN.
I don't have all that TikTok and all that stuff on my phone. I think I got Instagram.
Tonight, Inter Miami, they host Tigres. You know what Tigres means in Spanish?
Tiger.
Well, I think it means tigers.
Wow, you guys nailed it. Very well done.
Well, he didn't nail it. It's plural.
Yeah, good point.
Solana.
Yesterday, my cousin from Uruguay was in town, and she came to the Citadel. We had lunch or dinner. After the show, I introduced her. Her name is Mariana to Jimmy, but she only speaks Spanish. She doesn't speak English.
Oh.
And she walked right up.
Oh, this is Jimmy Garcia, so obviously he speaks Spanish.
I said, this is Jaime Garcia. Trabaja con nosotros. And she went to give him a kiss on the cheek. Jimmy was very flustered by that because he had put out his hand. Jimmy. But in South America, you introduce somebody, they give a kiss on the cheek.
Sure.
And she said, hola, Jimmy. And he said, hi. And that was it. That was the extent of their conversation. He could not say anything in Spanish. Not one single.
So you're getting somewhere, Jimmy. You're attracted to her?
Jimmy, you turned down some sugar?
She's single, Jimmy. She's trying to put me down.
Jimbo.
Jimmy. That's right. I mean, he works with us. Well, maybe what Solana said. I'm not certain what you said.
Trabi blacklamle loco.
That line killed at Mangoes in 2006.
Jimbo, you ain't let it give him no sugar. You ain't want no sugar.
I didn't know that was a custom in South America.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care that you give a damn if you're in Poland. If somebody tried to give you some
Europe,
sugar,
it's pretty
some sugar.
Much a custom anywhere but the U.S.
It's not just South America, Jimmy. I mean, you grew up in a Cuban household.
No, but you said
you're telling me
no,
you don't.
No, you said
you don't know that Latins give each other a kiss on the cheek when they greet each other.
No,
come on.
That I knew, but you told me that it's a South American custom.
I just meant like Latino custom.
You know the move,
okay,
Jimmy.
Okay, but you should have.
You know, right when they're coming in to give you the kiss on the cheek, you turn your mouth so you get a mouth to mouth.
Get that little edge of that lip.
I consider that a little life hack. Get you arrested in 2025.
Literally.
Get that little lip edge.
Any of you get a notification yesterday that John Wall had retired from the NBA?
Yep. 11 seasons.
I had no idea he was still playing.
Yeah. We were he wasn't. Hadn't played. Very Darren Waller-esque. Hadn't played since 2023. But Appel and I were just laughing at the fact that, like, what year is it? But today, retired yesterday, today officially joined Amazon Prime's NBA broadcast team as an analyst.
I've never heard him talk. He might be terrible.
Yeah, I don't recall him having like an effervescent personality, but the only reason I say that is because I've never really heard him do anything.
Oh.
Guess you guys weren't watching a lot of Wizards games.
But like you knew Shaq would be good. You knew Charles Barkley would be good. You know what? Dwayne Wade surprised me because he wasn't very entertaining.
No, Udonis. Udonis has been the biggest surprise.
UD can go.
Yep.
He messes up some words, but we're on the same page. I think it's a UF thing.
He referred to Zachary Risache as Zachary Rosh Hashanah.
Just last week.
Mm-hmm. And then in pure Gator fashion, just rolls through it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yep.
That's why I ride with UD and not Myers Leonard.
Boom.
Right, anything else, Solana?
So your weather is 90 degrees. That storm out in the Atlantic is rolling, bro. But luckily, not impacting us. That is very good news. That's your weather.
All right. Keep talking a little Dolphins football. Again, Mark Schlereth was going to join us today. He will join us tomorrow instead.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
I don't know if Hawk and Crowder are trolling Jimmy and I, but they just didn't come back for a commercial break. So, listen, our rejoin song was about to run out. So we'll ride, Jimmy. I mean, let's go. What take do you have for me, Jimmy? Let's go. This is your opportunity. What take do you have that you want to share?
I think, there's a big take. I think Inter Miami wins tonight.
Okay. You went Inter Miami, huh? I'm sure the listeners love that. We'll see. I have some stuff that I want to get into as we await Hawk and Crowder coming back. But there's a couple of playoff predictions that were released earlier today on CBS Sports. And I had mentioned yesterday that the Dolphins, they were one-point dogs heading into Indianapolis. And yesterday, the announcement of Daniel Jones starting, the line moved in favor of Indy from 1+1 Dolphins dog to the Dolphins now +1.5. Welcome back, Crowder. Appreciate you being back. I find that interesting, right? Because you were saying it. Daniel Jones helps the Indianapolis Colts, but
he does.
I'm not arguing with you. I think he does as well. I think it's pretty evident. Our takeaway yesterday, Pell and I discussing it, Crowder, was at the end of the day, if Anthony Richardson can't beat out Joe Flacco last year when healthy, and he can't beat out Daniel Jones this year, either Shane Steichen just despises this dude, or I think it's pretty evident. Like, he's just not a very good quarterback at this point, right? Like, I think that's a fair takeaway. He's just not a very good quarterback.
They took a chance on the physical side. 2 years he's played in 15 games, and it's not impressive numbers. 50% completion percentage, like, the injuries are what they are. Guys get injured. Tua is one of the guys get injured. But when you are in the game, you can only complete 15% of your passes, 11 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Like, his numbers aren't good, and I was in Indy at camp, and it was not impressive to watch. And like I'm saying, I want this guy to succeed. I'm a Gator. I loved him at Florida. He went number 4 overall in the draft. Like, he has all the physical capabilities in the world. He just – it's not turning over for him. The speed of the game, whatever it is, Solana, is not turning over for AR-15. Daniel Jones – Daniel Jones is not Joe Montana.
Nope.
But Daniel Jones is better than Anthony Richardson. And I'll say that because Shane Steichen agrees with that. I watched it with my own eyes, and I don't think there's anybody that can argue Anthony Richardson should be starting. So, honestly, that just has to be a first-round bust. I don't want to say it. I hope it changes. That has to be a first-round bust for Indianapolis Colts.
I would love to talk to somebody from Indy. You were there. And get a feel for the fan base. Like, do they feel the same way we felt down here? How Flores was kind of keeping Tua back, like holding him back a little bit. I wonder if they have that same feeling up in Indianapolis. I wanted to get to this list, though, Crowder.
Tell you, Malik Willis. Is that the backup in Green Bay? That's his name, right? Willis?
Yeah, Malik Willis. Well, he was last year. I don't know if he is this year.
He is this year because Jordan Love is going to – he's there because I was watching him, Malik Willis. They went to 2-minute drills. Anthony Richardson was scrambling, just running around in 2 minutes. Malik Willis gets out there and throws a dime, first and 10, 40 yards down the field. It was the most impressive pass of the day. Jordan Love wasn't practicing. Daniel Jones had a chance and wasn't like that. Malik Willis was probably the most impressive player on that field with Jordan Love being out. And the starters for Indy were out there too. I'm telling you, I really do enjoy Anthony Richardson as a person, but he AR-15 is not ready to play in the league right now.
I think I know where Mark Schlereth is. He's on my TV right now. He's on Golic and Golic. So I think I know why my Mark Schlereth bailed on us this hour.
We got Big Boyd.
We got Big Boyd by the FanDuel Network. I mean, we're FM. I mean, FanDuel Network. Where's that thing? Sorry, I disappeared. So, you know, my son is home. He had his ACL surgery and more, ACL plus what did they do that with? Who
the
was
Bradley
the,
Chubb? The Bradley Chubb
Bradley
special.
Chubb, ACL yeah. plus. So he had his surgery yesterday, so he's at home. He's been doing all right. I went down there during the commercial break, and the pain's starting to ratchet up because it can be bad. And he took an oxy, but he wanted to get to the bathroom. And so I was helping him stand up from the couch, but he's experiencing pain right now that he hadn't experienced since, you know, the anesthesia and the numbing stuff has worn off. And so he was like, ah, and I'm like, get mad at it. And so now he's like, and now he's on the crutches and he's moving. He's like, and I'm like, that's the face. Now you got it. And then I just blurt out as Lori's watching, because she had been struggling to help him up until I just happened to walk down there. And then I blurt out, F those kids. But I said the actual word. And, good a man, angry. And she looked at, and she's like, what? And he's like, you don't know F those kids? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a good angry. Let's go. So that's where I was. Got it from here?
Got it. I don't know if that's the best encouragement with a knee injury.
Kids, get angry at that ACL.
Yeah. They drilled two holes into his bones and connected.
So he showed us the doctor showed us yesterday the pictures from the surgery, and he was explaining it. He's like, so I started the tunnel here, and then the tunnel comes out here. And he's like, here's where I took the ligament
graft.
It's probably a patella tendon graft. He's young enough.
I don't know, but he was like, he was showing us the tunnel. And so he's like, drilled. And so it goes from it. So it connects these two things or whatever.
Yeah.
And
so they say acute though, because tunnel means I drilled through your bones.
Right. And then he had this impact fracture. He was showing us, and I believe it was cartilage. So it almost looked on the x-ray or the picture, it's white. Like, I guess cartilage is white.
Yeah.
And he's like, there was an indentation from the impact. And so there was like where it should be a full circle, there was like, a half moon or whatever. So he's like, I had to take cartilage from here and kind of patch it into there so it'll take up. So that's what, so he's got like some significant pain, but he hadn't felt it too bad. You know, we got home last night, maybe about,
because they put
7 o'clock. Yeah.
They put that damn nerve block in his leg.
He wouldn't give him a nerve block because we did talk about that. Yeah. Okay. So when David was at PT earlier this week, there was a dude, they were getting ice together. It was a black dude. And he says the DJ's like, so what are you in for? Cozy sucks. So it goes, he's like, what'd you do? And he's like, oh, basketball injury, ACL. He's like, yeah, me too. He's like, I happen to be overseas he was serving. He said I was in Djibouti, Africa. And he said mine was a contact injury. He goes, I gotta tell you something. Don't ever do a Euro step in Africa because you're not gonna get the best care in the world. So he said they flew him to Germany. He got the surgery there. And so he was at PT with DJ. So DJ was like, yeah, I'm having the surgery tomorrow. And the guy's like, get a nerve block. You got to get a nerve block. Or he's like, I wish I could have gotten one for long. And we talked with it with the doctor about it. He's like, nah, I would never give you a nerve block. He's like, you're going to go from 0 to 100 if I give you a nerve block. Like when that thing wears off, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, man. No, they did that to me the first time. And then after that second ACL, what do you want? Everything. I want local.
Epidural.
I want local. I want nerve block. I want general. I want every anesthesia you can give me. Propofol. You got propofol, doc? Like, give me anything you can give me, because we were texting last night, and that's what I texted you. I was like, bro, these first 48 hours are hell, because you can feel everything that they went in there and did. And then his graft, to your point, Zlana, about the patella, they cut out a piece of your kneecap and a piece of your bone in your leg so that the bones can mend together. So it's a bunch of crap going on in his knee right now. And if he feels it, it's not going to feel very good. I've done it a number of times.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, just get angry. Yeah. F them kids.
Djibouti.
I want to go to Djibouti.
It starts with a D though. It's Djibouti.
Yeah.
It's
the Djibouti.
The Djibouti.
I want to go there.
Yeah. No, look, when they a microfracture, they drill holes in your femur and let it bleed to create more padding. And boy, when that ran out, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. All part of the fun, I told them. Man, all part of the fun.
Man, I was putting oxycodone under my tongue to try to let it absorb faster. I was like, this hurts, man. You can keep this.
That's where I was. That's where I disappeared to. Giving a motivational bathroom run and then telling him he's got to get on the machine again to get the leg moving.
I told you, man, the very first time you've been sitting on a couch or on your bed for hours, the very first time you bring that leg down to get up, it's just gravity working where all the blood is just flowing to that knee, and it feels like a house is being dropped on your knee. And that's when you're like, you know what? Maybe I do want to hang out with my parents a little bit longer.
Yeah, Hawk. So. I know y'all don't believe in this. Get him a big Gatorade bottle because there's no reason to walk.
What's funny? I told him that. I said, okay. I go if it's really ramping up right now and you got to go to the bathroom, like I'll get your bottle. It don't matter. And he's like, no, I'm going.
Okay. The Gatorade has a wider tip in it, the wider hole.
I got you.
Get out of here. You gave him Gatorade bottle. Get up and go to the bathroom, bro. You're lazy.
And I don't know how the Hawkmans are built, but the Gatorade bottle is a lot easier.
Djibouti. All right. it was like an old wise man had been dropped from the heavens to talk to DJ the day before the surgery. I'm telling you, the guy's like, yeah, I'm 39 years old. So then he was telling the story. He's like, So I had the ACL surgery. He goes, but I've been trying to get back too fast, and I ended up doing the plantar fasciitis or whatever in my foot because I was using that the wrong way because I was, you know,
overcompensating.
Yeah. So he's like, just follow what the PT guys and your doctors tell you to do, because he's like, now I'm doing PT for two different things, and I don't know which way's up.
That's why I'm really slow playing my return. I'm on year 4.5, but you know I'm really taking it easy to get back to playing soccer.
Yeah, no, the pickleball league is really waiting for your return.
It was funny. I was asking the guy who was wheeling out David yesterday after surgery. I was asking him, like, so how many of these you do a week, you know, in the facility? And he said, oh man, ever since pickleball here in Boca, he goes, that thing is like printing money for us.
You get an ACL. You get an ACL.
All right, 4 o'clock hours coming up. We'll get into headlines again. We've got a lot of stuff to get to.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.